百困的知音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。
I lost you.
我们继续讲述圣殿波加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jagye. Oh, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is second canto, chapter 7, scheduled incarnations with specific functions today, text 3.
我们今天阅读的是圣殿波加瓦坦第七章第第七sorry, 我们今天阅读的是圣殿波加瓦坦第二篇第七章起第三十节。
Jage,
Jage,
Cha,
Cha,
Kardama,
Kardama,
Grihe,
Grihe,
Dvija,
Dvija,
Devahutyam,
Devahutyam,
Jage, Cha, Kardama, Grihe, Dvija, Devahutyam,
Jage, Cha, Kardama, Grihe, Dvija, Devahutyam,
Shribi,
Shribi,
Saman,
Saman,
Navabhi
Sarasho
Atmagatim
Atmagatim
Svamatre
Svamatre
Sribismam Sribisamam Navabhi Atmagatim Svamatre
Im Svamatre
Uche,
Uche,
Yaya,
Yaya,
Atmashamalam,
Atmashamalam,
Gunasanga,
Gunasanga,
Pankam,
Pankam,
Uche, Yayatmashamalam, Gunasanga, Pankam,
Uche, Yayatmashamalam, Gunasanga, Pankam,
Asmin,
Asmin,
Viduya,
Viduya
Kapilasya Gatim
Gatim
Prapede
Prapede
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada、Oh, Asmin Viduya Kapilasya Gatim Prapede
Asmin vidu ya kapilasya katim prapede
Jage cha kardama grihe dvija devahutyam
Jage cha kardam grihe dvija devahutyam
Sribi samam navabhi atmagatim svamatre
Sribi samam navabhi atmagatim svamatre
Uche yayatma shamalam gunasanga pankam
Uche yayatma samalam gunasanga pankam
Asmin viduya kapilasya gatim prapede
Asmin viduya kapilasya gatim prapede
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由圣释迦牟尼佛提供译文至尊主接着化身为卡皮拉，以生物体的祖先卡尔达布拉玛纳的和他的妻子德瓦库提的儿子，来到世上的还有九位女士，作为卡皮拉的姐姐。卡皮拉对他母亲讲了有关觉悟自我的科学，使他在那一生中彻底清除了物质自然形态的污染，用卡皮拉教导的方法获得了解脱。要旨，主卡皮拉对母亲德瓦库提的教导，在圣殿波加瓦坦第三篇的第25到32章有完整的记载。按他的教导去做的人，都能够得到与德瓦库提一样的解脱。至尊主宣讲的《薄伽梵歌》使阿朱那觉悟了自我， 直至今日，任何人只要走尔朱那走过的路，就可以得到圣尔朱那样得到的同样的。愚昧无知的人凭自己的想象解释经典，误导其追随者，使他们继续留在物质存在的牢笼中。然而即使到今天，人只要按照主 Krishna 或主 Kapila 对的教导去做，就可以获得最高的利益。灵性觉悟一词对了解至尊的完美知识来说意义重大。人不应该仅仅满足于了解至尊主和生物在至上相等的实质，尽管我们的知识有限，但我们应该尽可能地了解至尊主。想要完全了解至尊主本人是不可能的事，就连像主希瓦和布拉玛那样已经解脱了的人物都不可能完全地了解他，更何况其他半神人或尘世间的人了。尽管如此，靠遵守经典里的教导和伟大的奉献者制定的规则，我们可以在相当大的程度上了解至尊主的特征。至尊主化身为卡皮拉阁下，为他母亲极为详尽地讲述了至尊主的个人形象，使他获得觉悟，能够到达主卡皮拉所掌管的维昆塔的星球。在灵性天空中，至尊主的每一个化身都有自己的住所，因此主卡皮拉也有他自己的维昆塔的星球。灵性天空不是空的，其中布满了无数的维昆塔星球。至尊主的无数扩展中的每一个都掌握着一个星球。纯粹的奉献者在那里与至尊主一起生活。称为完整化身。当至尊主的同伴按他的命令降临时，那种化身就被称为赋予了能量的化身。但无论如何，所有的化身都被权威经典无懈可击的说明所证实，而绝非出自某些自私的传道者的凭空虚想。上述所有种类的至尊主的化身都始终宣称至尊人格首神是至高无上的真理，而至尊真理的非人格概念只不过是对至尊真理的世俗形象这一概念的一个否定过程。生物本身的创造从灵本质上看与至尊主完全是一样的，两者之间唯一不同之处就在于至尊主永远是至高无上且纯洁无瑕的，不受物质自然属性污染的，而生物却由于与物质的善良激情和愚昧属性的接触很容易被污染。这种物质属性的污染可以用知识、气觉和奉盖服务彻底清洗掉。为了至尊主做奉盖服务是最终的结果，因此直接为至尊主做奉盖服务的人不仅可以获得灵性科学知识的精华，还可以切断与物质的连接，获得彻底的解脱，从而深入神的国度。正如《波迦梵歌》第十四章的第二十六世节所说，在任何情况下都全心全意地做奉盖服务，就能够立即超越物质自然属性，达到 Brahman 的层面。即使在未解脱的阶段，生物也可以直接为至尊人格首神 Krishna 或他的完整扩展 Rama 和女星哈做超然的爱心服务。就这样，随着奉献者不断改善做这种超然的奉盖服务的质量，他本人便朝着 Brahman 的层面或灵性的层面不断的攀升，最后毫无困难地达到至尊主的住所。为至尊主做奉爱服务所具有的消毒力量是如此的强大，制止甚至能够使奉献者在今生都能够清除物质感受。奉献者不需要等到下一生才获得完全的解脱。译文：至尊主接着化身为卡皮拉，以生物体的祖先 Kardama Brahmana 和他妻子 Devahuti 的儿子的身份显现，与他一起来到了世上，还有九位女士，作为 Kapila 的姐姐。Kapila 对他的母亲讲述了有关觉悟自我的科学，使他在那一生中彻底清除了物质自然形态的污染，用卡皮拉教导的方法获得了解脱。
Amagena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jnatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpataro Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavarebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we have the Lord Brahma is giving the description, a very brief description about this incarnation of the Lord, Kapila, Kapila Dev.
在这里呢，主 Brahma 他就对主的一个化身 Kapila Dev 做了一个简短的描述。
And as in many instances going to do, he mentions the name of the father and the mother.
而且这里面呢，他也会去提到他的父亲和母亲的名字。
Because it's important. These little details are important.
因为这些小的细节都是很重要的。
Because later on, there was a false incarnation, Kapila Dev.
因为后来呢，又出现了一个假的 Kapila Dev.
Who presented a philosophy that is with an impersonal conclusion.
因为后来他所代表的哲学呢，是非人格主义哲学的结论。
And that Kapila, that Kapila Muni is also very, very popular in India.
那么那位 Kapila Muni 呢，在印度也是非常的被人所喜爱的。
But it's a false incarnation of the Lord.
但是呢，他是主的假的化身。
And one of the things you can immediately detect, who is his father, who is his mother?
那我们立刻可以去发现的呢，就是到底谁是他的父亲，谁是他的母亲。
Srimad Bhagavatam already had described these incarnations before they appear, and the father and mother, most of these incarnations are described.
所以呢，在圣典婆伽瓦坛里面呢，已经在这些化身没有出现之前，就已经先提到了这些化身，并且呢，也提到了这些化身们的父母的名字。
So this so-called Kapila was not born from Kardamamuni and Devahuti, and his philosophy is opposed to the philosophy of the real Kapila Muni.
所以说，就那个假的 Kapila Muni 呢，他并不是由 Kardamamuni 和 Devahuti 所生出来的，而且呢，他所展现出来的这个哲学理念呢，也是和真正的 Kapila Muni 所展现的哲学理念是相对的。
So Kapila Muni, his father was Kardamamuni.
So Kapila Muni 的父亲是 Kardamamuni.
This is one of the first mental children of Lord Brahma.
是主 Brahma 用心意所生出来的最早的孩子之一。
Because they were born without a mother.
因为他们是在没有母亲的情况下降生的。
So the first children of Lord Brahma.Great sages, the great sages, and some of the prajapatis.
所以说，主 Brahma 他所首先生出来的这些孩子们呢，就是伟大的 prajapatis, 就是伟大的祖先。
Great prajapatis and great sages, two different personalities.
Sorry, 他们是伟大的 prajapatis, 还有伟大的圣人们，那他们是两种不同的人。
The sages are important to disseminate the transcendental knowledge.
因为呢，这些圣人们他们非常重要的地位呢，是要去传播超然的知识。
And the Prajapatis are the procreators of all different species of life.
那么这 Prajapati 们呢，他们的这个职责呢，就是去啊、繁衍出各种各样的生物的生物体。
This was the duty of Lord Brahma. That was the service of Lord Brahma to fill in all the universe with the different species of life.
那这个呢，也是主 Brahma 的一个非常重要的服务，就是他需要在整个的宇宙里面填满各种各样的生命形式。
It did through these great personalities, the Prajapatis.
那么他呢，就是通过这些伟大的人物 Prajapati 们来完成这件事情的。
And they procreate all the different species of life, not just human forms.
所以呢，他们是啊、繁衍出了各种各样的生命形式，不仅仅是人类。
So Kardama Muni is one of these first Prajapatis.
所以呢 ，Kardama Muni 呢，他就是。其中的最早的 Prajapati 之一。
And he was married with Devahuti.
他和 Devahuti 结婚了。
Devahuti was one of the daughters of Svayambhuva Manu.
那么 Devahuti 呢，她是 Svayambhuva Manu 的其中的一个女儿。
Svayambhuva Manu is an incarnation, Manu avatar of the Lord that appears in a period, and a particular period in the day of Brahma.Manu is one of the incarnations of the Lord called Manvantara incarnations.
Okay, 那么这个 Svayambhuva Brahma Manu.
Svayambhuva.
Svayambhuva Manu.
Yes.
Svayambhuva Manu, 他是主的其中的一个化身，那么他被称为叫
Manvantara.
Manvantara 的化身。
These are the avatars of the Lord, usually empowered entities by the Lord that appear in different periods, in the periods in the day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, there is 14 of these Manvantaras.
那么主的一天呢，一共有十四个 Manvantaras。那所以说呢，就是这样的这个化身呢，是被主赋予了能量的生物体。然后呢，在主的就是在这个主 Brahma 的 Manvantara 的十四个中的一个的一个时间里面会显现。
There's 14 of these avatars that appear to establish the rules for mankind.
所以说呢，就是主 Brahma 呢，他的这十四个 Manvantara 的每一个里面都会有主的一个化身显现，然后呢，他就会在这个显现的期间呢，会建立起在这段时间里面的规范和原则。
Most of these rules that we have in society, the civil laws and that are common to all countries in the world, these are original coming from Manu.
所以呢，就是我们在这个世界里面所要遵循的各种各样的法律、各种各样的规则，还有就是国家的这些规则和法律，其实全都是在之前的这个 Manu 已经给设立好了的。
Of course, many are new inventions, new creations, but most of the civil laws that are common to all human beings, these are.Originally coming from Manu.
虽然说还有是有一些创新的，有一些新创造出来的法律和法规，但是呢，就是大部分的这些城市的就是城市文明的这些规则呀，还有就是人类所要去遵循的这些规则呀，都是由 Manu 那里展现而来的。
So Devahuti was also was a daughter of this, one of the daughters of Svayambhuva Manu.
所以说呢 ，Devahuti 呢，她就是这位 Svayambhuva Manu 的女儿之一。
A very prestigious lady.
所以呢，她是一位非常高贵的女士。
And she married with Kardama Muni, and they gave birth to this incarnation of the Lord Kapila Dev.
她呢就嫁给了 Kardama Muni, 他们就一起生出了。主的化身 Kadamba Muni, Kapila Muni.
So Kapila, the description of the teachings of Kapila Muni will come on the third canto. There's a description of this teachings to Devahuti.
主 Kapila Muni 的教导会以对 Devakuti 的教导展现出来。那么这个细节呢，会在圣典菩萨瓦坛第三篇中有详细的注解。
Mother usually functions as a teacher, the guru for the child.
妈妈一般来说呢，她要起到是孩子的 guru, 孩子的老师的作用。
Is the first guru we have in our lives is our mothers.
我们在生命中的第一位 guru 就是我们的母亲。
Teaches us the basic things.
教导最基本的内容，最基础的内容。
And the mother remains always a kind of authority in the life of a child.
而且在一个孩子的一生中呢，妈妈她总是占据着权威的位置。
Usually the children don't try to teach their mothers.
通常来说，孩子是不会试着去教导母亲的。
They have always respect for the seniority and the position of the mother.
因为他们总是会要尊重母亲的权威，还有家长的位置。
But here we see Devahuti, she surrendered, she approached Kardama Muni in the mood of a disciple.
但是我们可以看到 Devahuti 呢，他是以一个门徒的心态向Kapila Dev 臣服了。
Because she wanted to achieve self-realization.
因为她希望能够得到自我的觉悟。
So Kapila Muni instructed her in very very deeply in a very this very special knowledge called Sankhya philosophy.
所以说呢 ，Kapila Muni 呢就向她传授了非常深厚的知识。这个知识呢被称为叫 Sankhya 哲学。
This Sankhya philosophy is very important.
那么这个三界哲学呢是非常重要的哲学。
It's a preliminary understanding that brings us to the platform of pure devotion service.
它是把我们给带入到对奉献服务的纯粹的阶段的前提。
So it begins by the analysis of what we observe, what we experience within this material world.
那首先呢要告诉我们给我们一个分析，就是告诉我们在这个物质世界会观察到什么，以及我们会体验到什么。
And distinguish what is material, learn how to distinguish what is material and what is not material.
并且呢让我们学到怎么去区分什么是物质的，什么不是物质的。
Because if you analyze within this material world,Yes, there are many things are material and very easy observable as material, but there are some phenomena that is not material.
但是，比如说我们在去分析我们的这个物质世界的时候，我们可以看到有一些东西它是非常的显而易见的，它是物质的。但是呢，我们还会看到一些现象，它并不是物质的。
Yes, our bodies are made of material energy.
没错，我们的身体呢是由物质能量所构成的。
But what keeps our bodies alive, consciousness, is not material.
但是呢，让我们的这个身体处于活着的状态的意识知觉，它并不是物质的。
Consciousness, even the scientists are baffled about what consciousness is.
那么，即便是科学家们，他们也没有办法真正的理解这个意识知觉到底是什么。
Because they think that in this material world there is only it's only a combination of material energy.
因为他们觉得在这个物质世界里面只有物质能量的组合出来的事物。
So they don't understand what consciousness is because they cannot figure out what kind of material element is consciousness.
因为他们没有办法了解物质。意识，但他们没有办法了解意识到底是由哪种物质元素所构成的，所以呢，他就没有办法真正的理解这个意识到底是什么。
That's why they cannot keep any living entity to live forever.
也就是这个原因呢，他们没有办法使任何一个生物体一直都能够长存下去。
And they cannot bring life to a dead body.
他们也没有办法让这个。生命注入到那个躯体里面。
because consciousness or life is different from material energy.
因为意识或者生命是和那物质能量相区分开来的。
So even you don't need to be a scientist to see that there is a difference between consciousness, life, and material energy itself.
我们不需要成为一个科学家才能够看出意识或者生命和这个物质能量之间是有区别的。
Now, as practicing devotees, we all know this. We all know that we are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls, we are consciousness.
那么作为我们正在修习的Krishna 知觉的奉献者们，我们都知道我们的这个是我们并不是这个物质的这个躯体，而我们呢是有意识的灵魂。
So how you know this? Because we studied in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, in the second chapter, Arjuna received this knowledge from Krishna.
那我们为什么会知道呢？就是因为在《不加梵歌》在开篇的时候，在第二章中 ，Arjuna 就从 Krishna 那里学到了这个知识。
So Krishna in the second chapter spoke this philosophy, Sankhya philosophy.
所以《博迦梵歌》的第二章 ，Krishna 就讲述了这个哲学，讲述了三条哲学。
Analyze what is matter, what is spirit.
也就是去分析了什么是物质的，什么是灵性的。
And come to the conclusion that we, conscious beings, we are not material. We are not made of material energy.
然后他就得出了一个结论，就是我们这些有意识的存在。它并不是物质的并不是由物质的元素所构成的。
So this is the beginning understanding that everybody has to have.
所以呢这个就是每一个人都必须要具有的最开始的理解。
Because with this understanding, we can know our real identity.
因为在这样的理解之下，我们才能够知道我们真正的身份是什么。
The world,people in this world suffers because of a crisis of identity.
那么在这个世界人们之所以会受苦的原因呢，是因为他不知道他的身份是什么。
This is the original cause of all our problems within this material world.
那么这个呢，也就是让我们在这个物质世界深陷于各种各样麻烦的最原初的原因。
We don't know who we are.
我们并不知道自己是谁。
So if we don't know who we don't know what is the purpose of our life.
如果我们要是不知道我们自己是谁的话，我们就没有办法去知道我们生命的目的何在。
And what we should be doing in order to achieve the purpose of life.
也不知道为了要去达到这个目标，我们应该做什么。
And this is the purpose of human life.
而这个呢，是人类生命的目的。
To understand our real identity.
人类生活的真正的目的是要去了解我们的真正的身份是什么。
The purpose of our existence.
以及我们的存在的目的是什么。
The world is in complete mess because they don't have this understanding.
那么这个世界之所以处在这样一种无序的状态下，就是因为我们没有这样的理解。
People don't know who they are.
人们不知道自己是谁。
They have a false idea of themselves.
对他们对自己有一个错误的概念，有一个虚假的概念。
It's like sometimes people suffer from amnesia.
Amnesia
is a disease that you forget who you are, you forget where is your family, what you are supposed to, you forget even your name.
Yeah. 那么也就是说，有些人呢，他在这个世界会患一种病，这个病呢被称为叫健忘症，就不知道自己忘了自己是谁，忘了自己的家人，忘了自己所生活的环境。
Sometimes can be a result of an accident where the person is severe traumatized in his head.
那么这样的这个病症呢，它可能是发生于他经历了一个特别大的一个事故，然后把头给受伤了。
And suddenly the person don't know who he is.
对呢，当他受到这个头部的重创之后呢，他立刻就不知道自己是谁了。
He don't know who is his name, where is he coming from.
不知道自己的名字是什么，也不知道自己是从哪儿来的。
does not recognize his friends and family members.
也不认识自个儿的朋友，也不认识自个儿的家人了。
Sometimes can be a temporary situation.
但有的时候呢，这是一种短暂的现象。
But sometimes can last for the rest of the person's life.
但是有的时候呢，就在这样的处境下，就会持续到这个人的后半生了。
And what happened is after some time the person started identifying themselves with somebody else.
而且有的时候发生的一件事情就是人们他会把自己当成是另外一个人。
They think that they are some historical hero or some great personality.
他们会觉得自己是一个伟大的历史人物。
And they because they studied the lives of these people, they imbibe their everything about them, identify with them.
因为他们就是学习了这些人的事迹，然后呢，让自己完全的沉醉其中，所以呢，他就把自己认同于是那个人了。
And this is exactly our problem, the problem of the conditioned souls without knowledge within this material world.
所以这也就是我们这些受条件限制的灵魂，由于我们没有在我们现在的这个所身处的物质世界的知识所导致了我们也处在了同样的状态之中。
We don't know who we really are.
我们并不知道自己真正是谁。
And then we go on and identify ourselves with something that we are not.
然后呢，当我们继续不断地处在这样的处境的时候呢，我们就会把自己认同于一个自己根本就不是的那个人。
I have a male body, I think I am male.
我有一个男性的躯体，所以我就觉得自己是一个男人。
I'm a black body, I think I'm a black person.
所以因为我有一个这个黑色皮肤的躯体，所以我就觉得我是一个黑人。
My body was born in Africa, I think I'm an African.
我的身体呢是在非洲的国家降生的，所以我就知道我是一个非洲人。
And you go on and on misidentifying ourselves in so many ways.
对，我们就可以这样不断的去延展，然后呢，在各种各样的这个程度下去误解我们自己，所以呢，就觉得自己是一些其他的人物。
And we think that the purpose of my life is just to gratify my body, satisfy the senses of my body.
所以我是觉得我的生命的目的呢，就是为了要让我的这个躯体感到满足，然后呢，让我的这个身体呢感到舒服。
This is exactly what everybody is doing in this material world.
那么在这个物质世界里面呢，也是每一个人正在从事的活动。
Because of false identification with something that they are not, they end by adopting a purpose in life, a goal in life that is.Has nothing to do with their real existence.
所以说呢，就是由于对于他自己身份的错误的一种认知，导致了呢，他获得了一个生活的这种目标。可是这个生活的目标呢，这个生活的目的呢，和他自己真正的这个目的是没有任何关系的。
So people don't know who they are.
所以人们不知道自己是谁。
They don't know what is the goal in their lives.
他们并不知道生命的目的到底是什么。
And they don't know what they are meant to do in order to achieve that the real goal in life.
而且也不知道为了要去达到生活的真正的目标所应该做什么。
People are bewildered.
所以人们就变得非常的困惑。
This is a situation of conditioned souls within this material world.
所以这就是在这个物质世界里面的受条件限制设的这个灵魂所处在的状态。
But as human beings, they are supposed to acquire a transcendental knowledge.
但是作为人类，他们本来就是应该去获得超然的知识的。
So this Sankhya philosophy that Kapila Muni instructed to Devahuti and also Krishna instructed in the beginning Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.Is a preliminary knowledge that is necessary to build up the foundation that later on is going to be our devotional life.
所以说呢，卡毗的穆尼向他的母亲 Devahuti 所解释的这个 Sankhya 哲学，以及Krishna 在国家梵歌开始的时候向 Arjuna 所解释的这 Sankhya 哲学，都是为了我们能够达到奉献生活的层面。 所要开所要这个给予的必要的最基础的铺垫。
There is no question of spiritual life, devotional life, without this basic understanding.
如果要是没有这些基本的理解的话，就不可能有任何的关于奉献生活、奉爱生活的这个话题了。
And this knowledge should not be neglected.
而且这个知识呢，也不应该被忽视。
Because we, most of us, we are still far from realizing our real self.
因为呢，我们大部分的人呢，现在离真正的自我觉悟还有很大的距离。
Most of us, we are still very deeply identified with our material bodies and the connections of our material bodies.
因为我们现在大部分的人呢，还深深的认同于我们自己的物质躯体以及和这个物质躯体相关联的一切。
So until we achieve self-realization.We realize our real constitutional nature and our connection with Krishna. We will be always affected by our false identity.
所以说呢，在我们真正的达到自我觉悟之前，当我们真正的知道了我们本真的身份以及和 Krishna 的这个身份和 Krishna 之间的这个关系之前，我们就始终会让自己处在一个假的身份的概念的认知之中。
So to realize our real identity, to realize that we are not these bodies, this is what sets us free from material energy.
所以说，如果我们能够真正的知道我们的身份，以及知道我们的 we realize our real identity,
we become free from material entanglement.
Yeah, 就是当我们真正的知道了我们的本真的身份的时候，就能够使我们从物质能量的束缚中解救出来。
That's why you see in the scriptures, we see in the scriptures over and over again, this point is coming back. We are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls.
那也就为什么这个经典里面就会反复的强调，我们会不断的读到这一点，就是我们并不是这物质的躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂。
And Srila Prabhupada repeats this over and over again in his, throughout his purports.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，在他所著写的书籍的要旨里面，就在反复的强调这个概念。
And we read that, and we read that, and say, "Ah, I know, I already know this."
所以当我们读到这句话的时候呢，我们就会说，哎呀，我知道，我知道，我已经知道这件事了。
Yeah, I'm not this body.
我确实不是这具躯体。
And sometimes we go around and you tell others you are not this body, and if some people have trouble with the body, you say you are not this body. Why you worry so much?
而且有的时候呢，我们还会对别人说你不是这具躯体。那你又不是这具躯体，你为什么还要对这个躯体那么的担忧呢？我们会跟这样讲。
They say we are not these bodies. Okay, we say we are not these bodies until we start having trouble with our bodies.
我们会这样说，我们的确不是这具躯体，但是呢直到我们在身体上发生了任何的问题之前，我们都知道自个儿不是这具躯体。
We feel a little sick, feel so disturbed.
当我们有一点生病的时候呢，我们可就特别的被其所打扰。
We are so affected.
那我们特别的被其所影响。
So we should be honest. We are still very far from realizing our real self.
所以说呢，我们要坦诚地承认，我们离觉悟自我还远着呢。
So this philosophy of having the real understanding of what is matter, what is spirit, is very essential.
所以说呢，就是这个关于什么是灵性的，什么是物质的哲学是非常重要的。
But certainly we have to go beyond that.
但是呢，毫无疑问，我们也要超越这一点。
To understand that we are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls, is just the beginning.
所以呢，去了解我们并不是这具躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂，这只是开始。
We have to understand that a second part, of our identity, that I am part and parcel of Krishna.
我们的这个下一步的理解，下一步关于我们身份的理解呢，就是我们是不是分割的一部分。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada said, we should not be satisfied simply by knowing that we are a part and parcel of Krishna.
We should not
be satisfied only by knowing that we are part and parcels of Krishna.
Okay, 所以说了爸爸就讲到呢，我们不应该 仅仅是知道了我们是 Krishna 的风格的一部分，我们了解这一点而感到心满意足。
It's already a plus to understand that we are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls, and then we are parts and parcels of Krishna. But even that is not sufficient.
那么因为虽然说这已经是更多的了解了，首先我们知道我们不是这具躯体，我们是这个灵性的灵魂，然后呢，我们又知道了这个我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，但即便如此，这还是不够的。
Then we should try to, since we are parts and parcels of Krishna, then we have to know our origin, Krishna, since we are parts and parcels of Him.
那么既然我们知道我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，那么我们就应该去了解我们的源泉 Krishna 是什么，既然我们是他的一部分。
That's why you should know about the Lord. That's why we are hearing about these incarnations of the Lord, the activities of the Lord.
那所以说呢，也就是说呢，我们需要去了解关于主的话题。那也就这个原因，我们才会去了解主的化身们，然后也会去了解主的化身们他的活动都是些什么。
It's Krishna through all these different incarnations that give us the perfect understanding.
对呢，是 Krishna 他通过所有的这些化身们来赐予我们一个完美的理解。
And these are all persons. All these incarnations are persons.
而且所有的这些化身们，他们都是人。
Knowledge is not coming from a stone.
所以说，这知识它并不是来自于一块石头的。
Comes from an entity, a person.
它是来自于一个人的。
Even if that person comes in the form of a pig or a half man, half lion, is a person.
那么，即便这个人呢，他所展现的形象好像是一个猪的形象，或是一个半人半狮的形象，但他确实是一个人。
Is a person. So that's the knowledge we have to realize. To realize that we are parts and parcels of Krishna, and Krishna is a person, is a supreme person. So we have a personal connection with Him.
所以说，这个是我们需要去理解的，就是呢。 我们是Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，那么这个Krishna 呢，他又是一个人，我们是这个人的不可分割的一部分，所以这个是我们需要去了解和觉悟的。So
Krishna is a person as we are persons.
因为Krishna 他是人，就好像我们也是一个人一样。And
our connection with Him is a personal connection.
所以我们和他之间的这种联系呢，是人与人之间的个人之间的联系。We
approach Him as knowing that He is the supreme person, and we have a personal attitude in approaching Him, in serving Him.
那我们去接近他呢，我们是知道他是一个人的，所以说呢，我们是一个想做他的这个，就是做这个人的仆人，并且呢，去为他服务的这样的一个心态去接近他的。
And serving this Supreme Person is for our benefit because we are parts and parcels of this Supreme Person.
因为我们是这个至尊人的不可分割的一部分，所以说我们去服务这位至尊人，对于我们来说是非常有益的。
So as we start acting with this understanding, acting as devotees, as servants of the Lord, personal servants of the Lord, gradually we achieve the real perfection of life.
所以说呢，当我们作为主的奉献者，作为主的一个仆人，再去从事我们的这个活动的时候，逐渐的，我们就能够觉悟到我们的这个真正的生命了。And
the perfection comes when we join the Lord in a loving relationship in the spiritual world.
当我们在灵性世界和主真正的在爱心的这种交流中进行互换的时候。
Here is in the material world is a practicing field. It's like a university.
那么这个物质世界呢，它其实是我们的一个练习场，就好像是一个大学的校园。
Here we are learning. We are learning how to understand our real identity.
所以我们在这个地方呢，在学习着如何去了解、去觉悟到我们本真的身份。
I am a spiritual soul, part and parcel of Krishna, a loving servant of the Lord.
那我是一个灵性的灵魂，我是主 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，我是主的充满了爱心的仆人。
And when you realize that our real nature, then we find ourselves with Krishna in the spiritual world.
所以呢，当我们真正的能够发现我们自己的灵性的本质的时候，我们就可以在灵性世界和 Krishna 在一起。
So Krishna comes in so many different incarnations, in so many historical periods of humanity, only with the purpose of awakening the consciousness of the conditioned souls within this material world.
那么在这个人类历史的长河中呢， Krishna 他以各种各样不同的化身显现，他来到的这个显现的这个原因呢，就是为了要唤醒在这个物质世界里面的受条件限制的人的他所处在的这种状态。
And he does that in many different ways, by teaching, by showing a perfect example.
那么他呢是以各种各样的方式而进行这件事情的，他比如说他是通过他的教导呀，以及通过他自己以身作则的范例呀。
Like in the case here of Kapila Muni.
比如说他在 Kapila Muni
or he comes to perform a very 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 loving pastimes, very very beautiful pastimes that attracts our hearts.
或者呢他也会展现非常非常的令人心醉的逍遥时光，以此来吸引我们。
Where we can witness, we can hear about the loving dealings that the Lord has with his devotees.
所以呢，我们就可以聆听，我们可以去感受主和他的奉献者之间的充满了爱的交流。
How he loves so much his devotees.
以及他是如何的那么的爱着奉献者的。
And so it entices us, it attracts us to also become a devotee of the Lord.
所以这样呢，也能够吸引我们成为主的一位奉献者。
Because it's just so beautiful, so attractive to see, to witness or to hear is these wonderful dealings between the Lord and his devotees in these sweet pastimes.
因为在聆听主和他的奉献者之间所上演的这些非常美丽的甜美的逍遥时光的时候呢，对于我们来说也是极具吸引力的。
So through different means, the Lord comes to attract the conditioned souls to him.
所以说呢，主呢，他就通过各种各样的方法来到这个物质世界，来吸引受条件限制的灵魂能够被他所吸引。
To make us understand who we are and what is the goal of our life.
然后让我们能够理解我们到底是谁，以及我们生命的目的到底是什么。
To understand what is the purpose of being here, what is the purpose of being now in this human form of life.
然后呢，去理解为什么我们会来到这里，目的到底是什么，以及我们为什么会处在人类的身形中，其目的到底是什么。
Yes, when we are animal forms, we don't understand these things.
那当然，当我们处在动物的身形中的时候，我们是没有办法理解这一切的。
In all the lower species of life, there is no this awakening of consciousness.
所以呢，在所有的这些低等的物种的生命形式中，他们是没有办法去真正的理解自己生命的这种意识知觉的。
All other forms of life are just a concession the Lord gives to the individual, to the conditioned soul, so they can enjoy their sense gratification to the most extent possible.
那么其他的各种各样的这种生命形式呢，是主所赐予他们，然后呢让他们能够在这个物质世界里面以最大的限度去感受各种各样的感官享乐的活动。
Yes, all these 8 million species of life with so many varieties, they are all meant for sense gratification.
的确如此，在这八百万种生命形式中，他们所存在的目的都是为了要去享受感官的享乐。
So the conditioned soul going through all these different forms of life, it can totally satisfy to satisfy sense enjoyment, totally, totally.
所以说呢，就是这个生命，这个受条件限制的灵魂，当他在经历各种各样的生命形式的时候，他可以是完全的得到感官上的满足的。
So in every species of life, we have a particular range of sense enjoyment that is very particular in that species.
那么在每一个物种中呢，它都会有一种特别的去接进行感官享乐的方式。
And they can enjoy that particular sense enjoyment. They can enjoy as much as they like without any reaction to that, without any karma reaction.
而且呢，当他在享受所有这些感官的享乐的时候，他是不需要为了这个而遭受任何的业报的。
Look at the pigs; they can eat as much as they like, anything and everything is delicious. They don't have any stomach problem.
比如说像这个猪，猪呢，它就可以想吃多少就吃什么，就吃多少，想吃什么就吃什么，而且呢，它也不会有任何胃痛的问题。
They can even eat garbage and they have no problem. They just enjoy eating.
他甚至也可以去吃垃圾，但是呢，他不会有任何的问题，身体不会有毛病，他只是去享受着这个吃。
Or a lion can eat another animal to eat his flesh.
比如说像狮子，他就可以吃掉另外一个动物的血肉。
He kills the other animal and he eats its flesh right there.
比如说，就在那个地方呢，就把那个动物就给杀死了，然后把它的血肉给吃掉了。
But we cannot do like that.
但是我们是没有办法那样做的。
If you kill another living entity, we are liable to karma, to reaction.
如果我们要是杀死另外一个生物体的话，那我们就要遭受杀死这个生物体而带来的业报。
And if you want to eat anything and everything like most people do, you run into problems. You're going to have health problems, serious health problems.
那我们如果要是像其他人那样，也是想吃什么就吃什么的话，我们肯定是会有问题的。我们会遭受很严重的身体的健康问题。
Look at the monkeys, we see so many monkeys in Vrindavan.
有时候看看这些猴们，在文达文有那么多的猴。
One male monkey has so many she monkeys.
一个公猴有好多好多的母猴。作为他的妻子的陪伴。
So many she monkeys, and he can have sex with them as much as he wants.
那有那么多的女猴们，那这位公猴呢，他就可以想怎么去享受这些女猴们，就怎么享受他们。
No karmic reaction.
而且呢，也不会有任何的业报的反应。
But a human being wants to do that to enjoy unrestricted sex life. They're gonna run into problems.
但是如果要是人类他要是无度的去享受性生活的话，那肯定就会出问题了。
Human form is not meant for sense gratification.
对人类的生命呢，它并不是为了要去享受感官上的享乐的。
Human life is meant for self-realization.
人类的这个生命形式呢，它是为了要获得自我觉悟。
So if we don't use human form for self-realization, we go back into the lower species of life to do what we like to do now, sense gratification.
所以如果我们要是用我们的人类的生命形式去进行感官享乐的话，那我们就会退回到低等的生命形式之中，然后呢，在那样的生命形式里面去从事我们现在所从事的感官享乐的活动。
It's the mercy of the Supreme Lord through material nature that brings them to the lower species of life, because in those lower species of life they can enjoy much more better sense gratification, unrestricted sense gratification, and without any karmic reaction.
那么主，这是主通过物质自然所给予这些这个生命灵魂的一个仁慈，就是使他能够退回到低等的这个生命形式之中，然后呢，去享受他想要去享受的感官享乐，从而呢不会遭受到业报。
We are not supposed to misuse the form we have.
所以我们本来就不应该去错用我们现在所有的这种生命形式。
If we don't see any lower species of life pretending to be other species of life, misusing their forms.
我们从来就没有看到就是这低等的生命形式他们错误的运用了他们的生命形式而假装他们是其他的什么。
A pig will behave as a pig, a lion will behave as a lion, a monkey will behave as a monkey all the time.
那么从来呢，这个猪它就会让自己像猪一样行事，狮子也会就像一个狮子一样行事，猴呢也就是一只猴。
But we human beings, because we misuse our form, then we act as pigs, we act as monkeys, we act as lions.Doing the activities that are not meant for us, but meant for all those species of life.
但是呢，作为人，因为我们错用了我们的生命形式，所以呢，我们会像猪啊，像狮子呀，或者是像猴那样去行事，就是我们错用了我们自己的这种状态，而像其他的生命形式那样去生活。
So Kapila Muni and so many other incarnations of the Lord, they come to awaken us to the right understanding of what we are meant to understand, to know and achieve in this human form of life.
所以说呢，像 Kapila Muni 还有主的很多的其他的化身都来到这里来提醒我们，来告诉我们我们到底在人类的生命形式里面应该做什么，我们在人类的生命形式里面应该真达获得什么。
Yes, to make us understand what is the real purpose of our existence.
并且呢，让我们去理解我们现在所处在的这种状态真正的目的何在。
So by hearing about their teachings and their activities, their pastimes, their dealings, we become gradually our original consciousness becomes awakened.
所以呢，去聆听他们的活动，他们的逍遥时光，以及他们的所有的这些事迹，可以让我们的意识知觉呢，就能够逐渐得到复苏。
Okay, we stop here. Is there any question or comments?
我们现在讲课部分呢，就先到这儿，看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。Here is a question from last week.
Okay.
From Lalita Mataji.顶拜阿树的莲花族，请问地球掉进运旦之阳时发生在哪个年代？有关加雅和伪加雅在物质世界的三世轮回的逍遥时光在瓦坛的哪一个章节？想好好的重温一下。运旦之阳，开运旦之阳。Gobble Duck Shine Vishnu, please accept
your business.
My question is that.One is the Gobodakshai Vishnu dropped into the which age for the earth to drop into the Gobodakshai Vishnu, and also which chapter or which canto of Srimad Bhagavatam illustrated the specific pastimes for Jaya and Vijaya.Three births in the material world, because I want to go over them again.
In the seventh canto, there is some description, but it begins, I think, is in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I have to go over.
Okay.
I have to go over also.
OK, 那阿叔说呢，他也得这个再去查一查，然后呢也去重温一下。那他觉得呢，就是在这个《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》第七篇里面呢，有很详尽的这个描述，但是呢，在《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》第五篇的时候就已经开始在讲了。
In the third canto, already mentions about Jaya and Vijaya.
在圣涅薄伽瓦坛第三篇的时候呢，就已经开始谈到了 Jaya 和 Vijaya.
Third canto, 16th chapter.
圣涅薄伽瓦坛第三篇的第十六章。
And then after that is appearance of Hiranyaksha and the falling of this universe, this planet within the Garbhodakashaya ocean and then the appearance of the Lord Varaha.
嗯，那然后呢又讲到了黑人 Yaksha 的显现，然后呢讲到了这个地球星球呢就掉进了运旦之洋，然后呢就有主 Varaha 的显现。
So it begins in the third chapter, third canto, 16th chapter.
所以呢，是在《圣典布拉瓦坛》的第三篇的第十六章的开篇的这个时候讲到了这个话题。
From 16 to 19, you can hear descriptions of this, the Hiranyaksha and the appearance of Varadeva.
嗯，所以呢，从《圣典布拉瓦坛》第三篇的第十六章到第十九章，可以听到。关于和人 Yaksha 的显现以及主 Varaha 的显现。
And then we jump to the seventh canto, to the seventh canto for the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadeva and the killing of Hiranyakashipu.
嗯，然后呢，我们又可以跳到圣典布拉瓦坛的第七篇，然后在这一部分呢，就讲到了主女辛卡德的显现以及他是怎么杀死黑人亚克沙的。
And this
黑人亚克沙普的。
And this goes for from the beginning of the seventh canto until the chapter ten.
那所以这个是从圣典波加瓦坛第七篇的第一章到第十章都讲的是这个内容。
Let's say second chapter until ten chapter.
我们这么说吧，是从第七篇的第二章到第十章。
So here is about the other one is Jaya and Vijaya. We don't know exactly. Which Jaya and Vijaya. Jaya is supposed to be Hiranyakashipu and Vijaya is supposed to be Hiranyaksha.
嗯，其实我们并不知道，就是这恶魔他们俩到底哪一个是 Jaya， 哪一个是 Vijaya。应该说 Vijaya 是 Hiranyakashipu， 然后 Jaya 呢是 Hiranyaksha。
So I don't know one or another anyway. So
就是其中一个是一个人吧。
So in the third canto and then again in the seventh canto.
所以呢，先是第三篇，然后呢是第七篇。
Okay. No other questions.
Yeah, because I guess the lecture has been stopped in a kind of sudden way. So please let me to announce it again and see if.Do you have any questions? Lord Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，那么现在呢，因为这个讲课这部分就到这了，然后看大家没有任何的问题，阿叔现在这会儿还在，如果是有问题的话呢，可以提上来。
Did not stop well?
No, you stopped very well, but sometimes you speak a little bit longer, so I guess the devotee hasn't been prepared, you know, this early to ask questions.
Very often I finish at 8 sharp. Very often.
Oh, okay.
Very often.
Okay. So I don't know.
Okay, maybe no questions. We can take early breakfast.
Okay. 那也许今天没有问题，阿叔说那我们今天可以早点吃早餐了。
Okay, we wait 2 minutes.
Okay, 我们现在等两分钟的时间啊。There were over 100. There are 119 devotees online hearing this lecture.
Nobody has questions. They have their computers on or their cell phones on, but they may be doing something else.
Actually, Marsh, I did see Ashwa, I see a question here from Olivia Mataji. Marsh, 请接受我恭敬的顶拜。请问我们对念诵的品味和我们是否启迪有多大的关系？感恩您仁慈的解答。The question is from Olivia Mataji. Dear Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that the taste of chanting versus of get the initiation, how strongly they are related together? Thank you.
Yes, with the development of a strong case to chant means we are preparing ourselves to be initiated.
如果我们要是真正的培养出了非常的强烈的念诵的品位的话，那也就意味着我们已经做好了得到启迪的准备。
Because if we don't have a little case for chanting, we cannot chant 16 rounds every day, which is the necessary requisite for initiation.
因为如果我们要是没有念诵的一点品位的话，就意味着我们没有办法每天念诵十六圈。但是如果我们要是没有办法每天念满十六圈的话，也就意味着我们没有启迪的这个资格，就没有做好启迪的准备。
So some taste has to be there. It's not a profound taste, maybe, but some taste to chant and be ready to chant 16 rounds every day means we are preparing for initiation. And usually has to be, we have to verify this for a period of 1 year. If you are steady in doing this for 1 year, means we can be initiated and then do for the rest of our lives.
所以说呢，就是我们不需要有很深的品位，但是必须我们要有一点品位，这样我们才有可能每天去念十六圈。那么当我们每天念了十六圈以后呢，也就意味着我们可以接受启迪。但通常来说呢，我们是需要有一年的每天念诵十六圈的这个稳定的期限，然后这样我们才能够得到这个启迪。然后这样也就建立好了一个我们以后一生都能够这样去做的一个基础。
So it's important. It's important to develop a taste for devotional activities, particularly the chanting of the holy names, because through the taste we develop in these activities, we are going to lose taste for material sense enjoyment, which is binding us to material existence.
所以说呢，就是我们要去从事这个奉献服务培养出一些，就是我们要培养出一些品位，才有可能去从事这个奉献服务。那特别是我们要培养出一些品位，才能够让我们去念诵。那么这个念诵呢，就可以让我们解脱我们对这个物质世界的一些感官享乐的依附。
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. 非常感谢大家。
Very special thank you to Sati and Anakeli Mataji because they are the ones who facilitate. Oh, Hari Vamsa.
Hari Vamsa Prabhu. Hari Vamsa Prabhu. 我们有必要认真学习主 Kapila 的数论哲学吗？ Is that necessary for us to study?Lord Kapila's Sankhya philosophy.
Yeah, it's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. You are meant to study Srimad Bhagavatam.
那当然了，因为这个哲学是在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所记载的，那我们是有必要认真学习圣典薄伽瓦坛里面的内容的。
So if you are meant to study Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot miss studying this philosophy of Sankhya. Yeah.
所以说如果我们要是认真我们要是有必要学习圣典薄伽瓦坛的话所以我们也就不会漏掉主卡皮拉的这个数论哲学的。The next question is a further question from Olivia Mataji. She's asking that what means a little taste?
A little taste, yeah.Means you want to do it.
那么什么叫有一点儿？怎么样叫有一点儿品味？那么有一点儿品味也就意味着是你想干这件事儿。
It's not that we already experienced the taste of a loving taste or something very very special, very 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 deep.But we already are captivated. We want to do it, and we feel doing it every day.
并不是说呢，就我们现在已经感受了那种爱的品味，而是呢，就是现在我们有一种感受，就是让我们被吸引着，想要每天都要去做这件事儿。The next question from Dina Tarini Mataji.顶巴阿叔，我爸不说，你们奉献者平时总说躯体是衣服，但灵魂离开后，骨灰是物质的，为什么还要带到圣地去？ 带到圣地的骨灰多少有区别吗？感恩阿叔。Please accept my venerable witnesses, dear Ashu. My Prabhu said that you devotees always said that the material body is just a dress. However, after the soul left the body, you still will bring the ashes, the ash of the body to the holy dam. Why is that?
And okay.
Also, are there any differences about how much of the ash to bring to the holy dam?
Usually you bring, we should bring all the ashes.
那通常来说呢，我们是应该把所有的这些骨灰全部都带全。
If you can, it's the best.
如果要是可以的话呢，最好是把所有的骨灰都带过去。
So one of the reasons is to, out of respect for that devotee, we have that body. So out of respect, we put the remains of this body that he used in Krishna's service, we put in a holy place, in a holy river.
You mean use the ash to showing the respect to that?
Out of respect for that the person, that devotee who had that body that now is into ashes, you carry the remains of his body to the holy place.
嗯，那其实呢，是出于对这位奉献者曾经在这具躯体里面，对他的这种尊敬之情，把他的这个就是身体的留下来的这些寄余，也就是这个骨灰，给带到圣地去，是出于对这个奉献者的尊敬。
So it's out of respect for that devotee. That body was used in Krishna's service. That body was already.Sanctified by being engaged in devotional service, so the remains should be put in a holy place.
嗯，那么其实是出于对这个奉献者的这个尊重啊，就这个奉献者的这具躯体啊，被用作了从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务。所以说呢，就是这个奉献者的这具躯体呢，它其实已经得到了这种圣化。那就因为得到了圣化呢，所以呢就应该好好的对待，所以说呢就应该把这个圣化了的这个躯体的这个寄余呢给摆放，就是流放到圣地去了。
It's like honoring the remains of a soul who used the body in Krishna's service.
嗯，那么就好像是去荣耀。或者是去崇拜一个用作这个 Krishna 的服务的一具躯体，那么这个灵魂的这个躯体曾经用作对 Krishna 的服务，所以为了对他表示尊敬之情，所以我们会这么做。
嗯、okay, the next.
That's it. Okay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Hari Bo, Ashu ki jai. 百昆达之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常的感谢 Krishna Baladev Babu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述，也非常感谢萨提玛的机会我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。那祝 Krishna。祝奉献者们在 Krishna 之学之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。因为我刚刚看见 Harry Wang 小朋友呢又问了一个问题，可是阿叔已经下线了，所以这个问题只能留在下一次问了。